on a couple of, I had another strategy. I really started writing a blog because I wanted to meet Ann. And look at, here I am, I met her.
You can start writing talking about here.
Mission accomplished.
You know what, I also want to call up Marcy. In what other session in the last 2 days has anybody been invited to bring the beer and wine?
I'm Lori. I'm a Canuck.
I'm Lori. Sorry, go ahead, Lori.
Okay, I'm a naive virgin about blogging, so my room number is. No, it's just something you said earlier, Sam, about the human element of it.
Yeah.
The human element of it. Yeah. So if this was 30 years ago, and this was a party with my customers and my suppliers and my competitors in this room, no tools whatsoever. I've got business goals and strategies.
Yeah.
I've got a communication strategy. And I'm going to talk to you about moving you along, helping you, but also give me money. Letting my sales, like you said earlier, letting my salespeople talk, how would I channel their voice into it? And all we've done is we've strapped a rocket onto it, so instead of a room of 50, it's a room of 50 million that can still get to the same goal, but a lot faster and broader. So whenever we have questions in our company, I said, well, what would I do at a party? And I would just talk about moving people along.
I like that.
And saying what we would say in any other part of our communication strategy. And if we're at a party and you want me to give you a book, and that would help explain my business to you and move you along, I'll give it to you.
That's a great one. Any thoughts here?
I just want to make a statement about the gentleman who said that he doesn't write for, just for writing. The decision is that if it's something that's inside of you that has to get out, and you're kind of giving a voice, and even if you don't necessarily have followers, it doesn't mean that you don't have readers. Some of the most poignant blogs that I've read have been from cancer patients detailing their journeys, and they say not like just their relatives following their blogs, but the depth of what they're going through, and it's, I think when people stumble upon it is because they're kind of going through something like that themselves. So even though they might not feel comfortable to share, but you're giving them somebody who's voicing what you're feeling. Like you're voicing something that somebody's feeling, so you're still making a connection, whether or not you have a follower, and if it's something that you're really passionate about, that you feel deeply about, then you should do it. But if it's something where you're getting a satisfaction doing it somewhere else, I forgot your name.
I'm Bob.
But where you're doing with the iTunes, that's where it seems like your creative outlet is being satisfied. So it's not the written word, it's something else, but you're still getting that creative outlet and you're still telling your story. So I really feel that it really does come down to storytelling and really, it basically comes down to what is your goal. Is your story about your business? Is your story about your journey? I think ultimately it does come to your own personal satisfaction, because some people will write regardless of whether or not somebody's reading them, because it has to be written down and you have to get it out, and maybe somewhere, somehow down the line, somebody's going to read it and feel like, wow, that's exactly how I feel.
And that's a really big point, because a lot of us forget that we're talking about blog engagement, comments, etc. Reading a post is a level of engagement, and we need to remember, sometimes they look powerful.
I think that's where analytics comes in. Blogs, friends, friends, followers, and fans aren't the only way to measure things. But I mean, if catharsis is your only goal, great. But I would say for most businesses, that probably is the case.
Yeah.
Right. But even then, if that's how you want to measure it.
I think catharsis is great. I started blogging in 2005 after leaving the prison of a global management consulting position that had me traveling full time for 6 years. And I was pregnant, for lack of a better term, with the need to talk about the screwed up corporate cultures I had worked with, the need for good customer experience management, how broken marketing was, how interaction design principles need to be incorporated into marketing to make it better, and all this stuff. And I just started putting it out there, and I didn't think much about who my audience was, and it hit a chord, right? But that doesn't happen with most businesses, and I think catharsis is great. I think getting it out there is great.